We are Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious, and Wednesday on Current State means Neighbors in Action, when we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we learn about a nonprofit working to help young adults on the autism spectrum develop better social skills. Joining us with more about Autism Spectrum Partners, providing instruction, recreation, and enrichment, that spells out ASPIRE, is Executive Director Bob Steinkamp. We're also joined by an alum of the program and a current office manager and peer mentor, Aileen Hecht. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Bob, you're a former special education teacher, now retired. What inspired you to come out of retirement and launch this organization?
Well, I worked with adults with disabilities when I was teaching, and there was always a concern there for, and has been for some time, that services for adults have been rather scarce compared to for children, especially on the autism spectrum. So we became proactive and decided to solve that problem.
What were some of the goals that you really wanted to accomplish when you first started the program?
We wanted to reach out to catch some of the young people who were graduating from high school who were primarily who had Asperger syndrome, who were really kind of falling through the cracks and being lost and were being very reclusive. They were staying home. They weren't going to work. They weren't going to college. And those were the people who were trying to reach because of the lack of social skills.
Mm. Aileen, you were one of the early participants in ASPIRE. Tell us a little bit about what brought you to the program.
Well, I have two children, and I wasn't diagnosed until I was 28. And
with Asperger's?
With Asperger's. Okay. And as my kids got older, there were many things that that they wanted to do. They wanted play dates. There were other parents that I needed to talk to, and it's very hard. So I found ASPIRE at a service fair, and they've helped me a lot, and I've made friends. And
are there other young parents like yourself that are contending with children in the family and are struggling?
Yes, there's a few in ASPIRE, and there's quite a few that I talk to outside of ASPIRE that are now looking to get diagnosed because of what they've learned through me.
Aileen Hecht and Bob Steinkamp of ASPIRE are our guests here this week on Current State's Neighbors in Action. ASPIRE stands for Autism Spectrum Partners, providing instruction, recreation, and enrichment. Bob, tell us a little bit about how exactly ASPIRE helps participants build up their social skills. How do you do that?
Well, we have a group format. We meet once a week. The groups are fairly small, between 6 and 8 individuals. We ensure that the people in the groups are fairly homogeneous, so they have an opportunity to interact with each other. Each group has a facilitator who is either a bachelor's or a master's level person who has skills, who's worked with autism adults. So within that format, they have meetings and they have outings because we can't teach social skills in a vacuum. We have students from Michigan State who come and assist us with that. So between the meetings and the outings, we work on social skills. And the groups are directed by the participants. The people in the groups are called participants. And so we're very much into what they want, and we try to guide them to find out exactly what kind of needs they have.
What was the process like for you, Aileen? I mean, how were you given confidence or given skills in this process? How did that unfold exactly?
Well, there's lots of different things that they go over between making eye contact and different phrases you can use for socialization and how to make friends and what to say at the workplace. It covers every facet of communication that you would normally, I guess, neurotypical people already know or they've picked up intuitively. And that's just something that I didn't even know I was lacking. So they identify those things, and then they help you work on those things.
And your situation with your kids is an awful lot better today as a result, or with other people besides your kids as well?
Oh, yes. I have friends. I am the president of the PTO at my son's school. I am doing great. I left ASPIRE because I was able to make friends outside of ASPIRE and maintain those relationships on my own. And I couldn't have done it without the kind of support that I got.
Does the public at large know enough about disorders on the autism spectrum, Bob?
You know, I don't think they do. One of the things that I wanted to mention in this interview is the fact that the incidence, according to the CDC, for autism is 1 in 68 births. It's a very dominated male disability. So the rate for males is 1 in 42 births a child will have autism. Mm-hmm. So Asperger's is sometimes referred to as high functioning autism, so these are. I really think that many people don't understand. But what's happening is that many families now, because of the high incidence, are beginning to be touched by autism, and they're beginning to see, wow, we really need to do something. And I'm hoping that our efforts would be able to do that as we move ahead.
How long have you been in existence?
We started in 2008 with one group, and now we have six groups here in Lansing. We do all the social coaching at the Michigan Career Technical Institute in Plainwell, Michigan, which is operated by MRS, Michigan Rehabilitation Services. And then we teach other people around the state of Michigan to create their own social coaching groups, and we've done many of those around Michigan.
You've mentioned that these groups are really directed by the participants. You were a participant. What was it like to direct the activities the way that you did, Aileen?
Well, it was a really comfortable environment. You could pretty much ask anything that you wanted to know, and the groups would all kind of cohesively chime in and help you work through different situations. And the facilitator was there, and they were an expert, and they treated you with such respect. It was kind of like they were part of the group, and they dealt with the different situations that you had that way. And then you picked the topics that you wanted each week based on what things came up.
Aileen Hecht and Bob Steinkamp are our guests. They are both involved with a group called Aspire, Autism Spectrum Partners, providing instruction, recreation, and enrichment. Bob, I know you're reaching out for young people who could use your services. So it sounds like you've got capacity here to help people, that you've got room, you're making an offer here to help people.
Right, Mark. And we would like to throw out an invitation to young people between the ages of 18 and 35 who have social challenges. Most of our folks that we have, our participants, are on the autism spectrum and have Asperger syndrome. But we are currently accepting candidates. You can go to our webpage at aspiremidmichigan.com and fill out an application and submit it. So we encourage people to do that.
We'll point out that Aspire also has two P's. It's Asppire. Give us a breakdown of what the symptoms are of Asperger's syndrome.
Lack of eye contact, a fixation on an unusual interest, social deficits with communication, sometimes ticking or like hand flapping. You'll see that a lot in children, not so much in adults, but the eye contact and the hand flapping and the interest are the main areas that you'll mm-hmm. notice.
Sometimes an incredible kind of intellectual fixation on just a very narrow particular kind of. It could be anything. I read on your one of the links that I was reading here to prepare for this interview, you might run into a young person who memorizes camera models, for example, and they may not know anything really in depth about photography, but they become fixated with the numbers and the letters that denote these camera models.
Yeah,
that's really how it's one of the common manifestations of this.
I'd like to jump in and just say that, you know, it is a spectrum, and so it's quite a spread, and it's really difficult for us to nail down, so to speak, what Asperger's is. But some of the general categories, in addition to what Aileen said, is that there are difficulties with relationship, difficulties with communication. Stress and anxiety is a big, big issue with folks. So,
How does Aspire fund its programming, Bob?
We have two sources. We do charge a tuition. We work on a semester basis, so just like it's a college course, so it's very much our calendar's in tune with Michigan State's calendar. So the tuition is $175 per semester. So that is the tuition for each person. Some of the organizations like Community Mental Health and Michigan Rehabilitation Services sometimes will pay for their clients if you're a client of those two organizations. And the other source of income is we do the trainings that we do. So the social coaching training, and we also do job coach training around the state of Michigan, helps fund our nonprofit so that we can provide these services to young people here in Michigan.
We're just about out of time, but do you have volunteer opportunities then?
Yes, okay. We certainly do.
So the website, one more time?
It is www.aspireofmidmichigan.com, again with two P's.
Aspireofmidmichigan.com, again with two P's. We've been talking about Aspire, a local nonprofit that helps young adults on the autism spectrum disorder develop their social skills. We want to thank Executive Director Bob Steinkamp and Office Manager Aileen Hecht, who is also an alum of the program. Thanks to both of you for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State. Tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.